time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It is apparent that Humboldt County is experiencing an upswing in violent crime and that the norm has drastically changed. We continue to be made aware of homicides, burglaries, street-level crimes, and drug trafficking at levels never experienced before. We can debate the reasons for such increase in crimes and come up with many explanations, from drug traffic and marijuana trade to the decay of the societal moral fabric of our culture. Recently, the sheriff's office was involved in an armed standoff with a gunman in McKinleyville. Upon response to the location of the shooting, deputies came under fire, then set up a perimeter, eventually establishing verbal contact in an attempt to negotiate a peaceful resolution to a very violent incident. The incident was located in an apartment complex with a number of adjoining apartments that needed to be evacuated in order to protect the occupants. The problem was that any plan of evacuation resulted in people being exposed to possible gunfire. I then authorized a request to be made to Mendocino County for the use of their Lenco Bearcat rescue recovery vehicle, which Sheriff Tom Allman immediately granted. In fact, Sheriff Allman accompanied the Bearcat with a few of his SWAT personnel to assist with the safe removal of people from the adjoining apartments and the insertion of law enforcement personnel into the area safely. My office safely removed 8 grateful people from the apartments who would have been in harm's way if it had not been for the willingness of Sheriff Allman to authorize the use of his vehicle. Over the past 2 or 3 years, similar incidents have occurred, which did require the use of such a vehicle. One of my deputies was shot in Shelter Cove, which he did survive. The armed suspect in the case fled into the surrounding wooded area. In that incident, I made a call to Mendocino County and requested the use of the Bearcat, which was granted and used extensively in placing deputies in the field without fear of injury. You may also recall a number of months ago when 2 district attorney investigators came under fire in a residential neighborhood of Eureka. This incident was resolved quickly, but if it had turned into a standoff, the only safe way to operate in the area would have been with a rescue recovery vehicle. The dangers facing law enforcement and the general public can be grave in nature, which necessitates greater measures to ensure safety to the public, law enforcement, fire personnel, and medical professionals who risk their lives daily. The law enforcement officer is the best and last line of defense against those who perpetuate such criminal activity. During this month, I was able to secure funding through Homeland Security to fund a portion of the Lenco Bearcat rescue recovery vehicle for Humboldt County. A request was made for the remainder of the funding from unused Measure Z funds, which Humboldt County Board of Supervisors unanimously voted in favor of. It will take Lenco Bearcat approximately 8 months to construct and deliver the vehicle to the Sheriff's Office for use in all areas of the county. The purchase of this vehicle and equipment will enhance law enforcement's ability to protect the general public and the officer in the field from harm. This is Sheriff Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.